Bit of enthusiasm and energy in the room there, and a bit related to the performance on the weekend as well. How does the coach feel about that? Does it give you a lift, a JLT win, or is it just...
Yeah, as I said in there, look, if you weren't enthusiastic before any W's and L's got on the board, you'd be in trouble. So, look, it's been a long, hot summer for all clubs, but, you know, our second draft into transitioning the list, and so that's really a year and a half maybe, going to our second year and two drafts and one draft hasn't played. But what that's brought to the group, you could feel it in there when they got on stage. I think 12 newbies to the club, but obviously Matera and Wilson, experienced players and good players, but 10 out of the national rookie draft. And, you know, they've brought a real vibrancy and enthusiasm when you couple that up with the previous year's draft as well. And you can see Luke Ryan, the benefits of him playing last year. And then the one before that, Connor Blakely and Ed Langdon and Darcy Tucker coming through. So, but this new group, you know, it's new and shiny, but they're really focused on their purpose to become AFL players. So they're a bit bigger bodied and, you know, they seem to be able to play the game really a bit more naturally. So we're thrilled with that. And we've worked hard on over summer to simplify our football as much as we can, and you know, because there's no doubt over the last 2 years we've been, you know, there's been some ambiguity and second guessing that sometimes looks like poor effort, but really it's, I take responsibility for that. So yeah, we seem to be playing aggressive JLT only, but there's some signatures on how we want to play, which is, you know, hunting the ball and moving it more quickly and penetrating and aggressive in defence. So they're the cornerstones of most teams, but you talk about it and you train it, but until you do it against serious opposition, and generally the last JLT is a full dress rehearsal. Admittedly, clubs maybe will rest players in second halves and rotate a little bit more and experiment a little bit, but that's signature you're looking for. And even though we haven't always won our JLTs in the past, when we're a good team, we're really competitive in our last JLT. So, and really the previous years we haven't been. So it certainly helps build the confidence that we're moving in the right direction. But we understand we've got plenty of challenges in front of us. But as I implored to our partners, you know, our corporate partners and our members and our fan base, that, you know, the real enjoyment, we're aiming strategically to win a premiership and move to be consistently in the finals, but you just don't want to jump on the end. The real joy comes from what you've seen with Richmond and the Bulldogs, like years of toil and a rebuild, 8 years for the Tigers, 6 years for the Bulldogs. And that, if you've been a part of the hard yards, you see the players grow. And like Dalhouse started in 2011 when they fell off the cliff, and he plays in it in 16. So the joy, and you see that growth. So that's what we employ. Enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, the hard work. And, you know, and we're aiming, there's no guarantee, but we're after, you know, the fruits of our labour.
Ross, is that a message that you've preached to the players, especially the ones coming in this year as well, then?
Yeah, about the journey. Yeah, look, I was fortunate enough when I was at Richmond as a young assistant, part-time assistant, Francis Burke, you guys should know. I think he 5 premiership medallions and one of the greatest Tigers ever. And he came and spoke to the group and he said, in front of the whole group, and it really struck me, I'd give back all my premiership medallions just to have an opportunity to work with a group of young men who are trying to build to a goal and go through all the training and the journey, because that's what he enjoyed. The premierships were the outcome of that. So that's never left me. And that's the real thrill and the joy, like that. If you get a group of men, and obviously Barrow's at a successful club that are committed, and you have some fun, but there's a lot of hard work, and that's where the satisfaction comes from, when you're exhausted and you achieve something as a collective. So, but to do that, you've got to open yourself up and put in a lot of hard work without any guarantee, and that's the mental challenge, and we share those stories with our playing group.
And looks as though, on evidence from the pre-season, that they've clearly bought into that mentality as well.
Yeah, but look, there was a lot of hard work last year. We had to have that mentality last year. And really, in the middle of 16, when we were 0-7, and, you know, the Mems were out, you know, 0-9, 0-10, and but you've got to see possibility. Then you've got to understand the only thing that's going to turn it around and build for the future is hard work. So even then, we had to see possibility, and you can't be defined by results, good or bad. You know, bad results are just Well, you've got to keep working hard and change some things, and good results are you're on the right track. Keep working. So, yeah, that's been, it just hasn't been about the 4 months. It's over a period of time.
How far into the rebuild do you think you are when you've mentioned the last two drafts and changes?
Yeah, well, I think that's reality. If you think strategically as a club, there was a tipping point. It might have been round 7, 2016, when, you know, Sandilands went down. I think we lost a cart in the young team, and Fife broke his leg again, and we were 0-7. And at that point, the season was gone, and we had to make some really hard decisions. And any youth we had on our list was really exposed then. I think Connor Blakely was a part of that in Langdon. And there were some hard decisions with guys that had some great footy in them still, De Boer and Barlow, that, you know, Tendine, those guys that were moved to the side to give those opportunities. So that's bearing fruit now. So, but we still hadn't been enormously ready to the draft table, had we? So at the end of 16, there were some really hard decisions made and some retirements with Pav, and we went to the draft table. I think we got 10 through. We played 16. Then we played 17. So what was that, 14 games of exposure, one draft, then we played last year. So it's a year and a half, but two drafts, but the second draft hasn't even played yet. So if you look historically, we're really going into our second year off our second draft, really. So, but in saying that, that's a strategic plan. What's the space I live in? We want to win games of AFL footy. The competition's never been more even, and we see great possibility in the short term and long term that's fueling us to do the work. So there's going to be lots of ups and downs, and that's the journey we're on. But we're trying to speed it up and do it as quickly as we can. But I mean, but we don't want to use it as an excuse. What we want to inspire our members and partners with is our effort, our intensity. And then if that's strong, well, people will wear whatever the scoreboard looks like, I would think.
So it could be a bit quicker than 8 and 6 years that you mentioned with Richmond.
Well, that's the aim. I've only got another 3 years after this one. So unless Dale Alcock's a patient man and committed to the strategic plan, I could be under pressure. But I'm sure he is.
Rossi, you're better placed this pre-season entering the season than maybe the last two, with Nat going into a second year, maybe a bit more comfortable, a transition at home at Coburn, you're more familiar there as well, and obviously the form in the JLT has been better than it may have been the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's certainly been better. So I'm feeling better shape, our coaching panel, and yeah, I've learned about delegation. There was a lot of autonomy, but I wanted to give them a lot of space, but the feedback was, yeah, we want the space, but we actually want to work with you quite closely. We've moved all our coaches' offices up to the players' end. All the coaches are in one office now. We're next to our head conditioner. So there's just been some simple moves that, when you're in hindsight, you inherit, well, you'll be there. But as simple as they are, they've had an enormous impact. And Nat, as second-year skipper, it's very hard to lead a young, struggling team. And he's learned so much. And I just feel our leadership group and senior players are really, because we've simplified everything and made it easier, are really on board with the coaches and driving through the standards. But it's very hard to get a young group to understand the choices they've got to make daily and forego some of the excitement at times to get a longer term benefit. But that's coming, and we're speeding that up. As we'll have some ups and downs in that, but there's some good signs at the minute.
Have you had a less hands-on role then? You're saying about delegation, you had
that? No. I've delegated the last three pre-seasons. But what I've done is really been stepped in, making sure there's no ambiguity, making sure there's real clarity at the right time, and working. The coaches want to work with me closely. That's been the feedback, as opposed to just let them go. And I probably just let them go a bit. I was always overseeing, but I was probably too respectful. They like me working closely with them and sitting at their desk and going through vision with them. And that's something I learn. And just making sure there is real clarity for coaches and players. So, because sometimes you delegate. I mean, delegation without accountability and leadership, you can sort of get lost a little bit. So that's been my lessons and growth.
And Ross, what about the new stadium? What effect do you think that'll have? And you have quite a few games early there, but
yeah, I'm not too sure. I know we're thrilled. The football community in Perth It's passionate. It's historical. I still remember Gary Ablett kicking 7 against the Sandgropers in his first Origin game at Domain, Patterson's or Subiaco Oval. And so I'm a bit biased to the Victorian side, but historically it's a strong footy state, and it's so passionate that we deserve the best facilities. The government's been fit to invest and give that to the whole community. But as a Dockers, we can't wait to get there. You know, we're thrilled when you walk in there. It's shiny, it's new, it's world class, and we want to play some good football there. I was there for the women's match against Collingwood, and you know, I just hate to think what it's going to be like with 50,000 people there roaring and us playing some pretty good footy. So it's a wonderful, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, really.
Harley play this Saturday, Ross. Where's he at in terms
of
time?
No, he won't play. He had that grade one calf again when he was away from the club late. He's running and moving, so he's just going to have to build up, and which is obviously disappointing, but it's sort of the trend we're in. Between Harley, our medical and S&C, we've got to find a solution, because once we do, we know we've got a very good player. So it's a tough period, but he's held himself. You know, the headline was buttoned down. He's buttoned down pretty well, and he needs to continue to button down, you know.
In terms of conditioning, do you have a ballpark figure on how long you think it might be until he actually gets to have some game time if it's at Waffle?
Well, to me, I haven't given it too much thought. I deal with the ones I have got, not the ones I haven't got. We've got great availability at the minute. And Harley found himself not at the forefront of my mind, act your way in, act your way out. So he's acted his way back in, and he needs to continue. And he, you know, when you've only played a couple of games in 2 years, well, you know, I'm aware and I get feedback, but it's not a front of the mind focus for me. We're respectful, but there's enough people doing that work that, you know, I've got to focus on Andy Brayshaw that's playing. They're the ones I got, and the ones that are training. When you're in rehab, well, I'm aware and we'll support you, but I don't spend too much time in that space.
So he's still in rehab at the moment, coming back
from
that calf?
Yeah.
Just Banfield could be...
Very much in the mix. Very much both of them in the mix for round one. So, you know, Brad Hill's coming on a lot quicker, as evidenced by what he said on the stage. So that's pretty exciting. And but on the back of our JLT too, I talk about picking yourself. A lot of people have picked themselves and put a lot of pressure on the match committee, and we haven't had that problem for a while.
Stephen Unlikely Ross, would you say? Stephen
Hill? Yeah. He's a definite miss now. He'll hopefully round two. He was slow with the calf, and then it was unusual for him. He normally moves through, but he was just getting some little spasms in there. But that's cleared up, and I went in pre-game, and he was really smiling and moving along quite nicely. And Griffin Logue's back after a week off.
Just looking at this year, in terms of where you are in your rebuild, what do you think your chances are of making the finals?
Well, we aim to make the finals. There's no doubt it's possible. But, you know, what are the metrics of measurement? I mean, there's clear metrics of attack and defence numbers, but there's also about competitiveness, but there's also about metrics in the young players. But we're trying to strike a balance. There's a lot of commercial realities. I've been an AFL club, and, you know, a new ETAF stadium, a lot of money's invested. You know, there's a big capacity at Optus Stadium that, you know, our corporate partners are really strong with, but there's some big financial challenges there too. So as a coach, I feel that responsibility in a playing group that we want to aim to deliver on field for our club whilst we're transitioning. We know we're not going to have the perfect season, but we're aiming to deliver. If we can really get moving in you know, those first 6 weeks, that will really help the club. And I mean, you don't have to be Einstein to figure that out, you know.
And Ross, thank that move back to potentially that game plan that you were saying a couple of years ago worked for you a little bit better.
Yeah.
And maybe the injection of, say, a Nathan Wilson off half back to maybe attack a bit more in the corridor. Is that sort of a process or a game plan you see is better placed to put him in that position?
That's not exactly the same, but clearly, you know, contested ball. We used to be in the top four. But it's all the past, but it's more that it's always been there, but we're just, you know, more acutely valuing those things. And it's just simplified it a bit for the players. So, but those things were worked on in the last 2 years. They're still in our game, but it just hasn't been the absolute focus on it. So, you know, we just want to keep improving with those things. You need your backs to run. And Nathan Wilson, we're really fortunate. GWS, we're respectful in the dealings because we've experienced it before. I've seen it at the Swans, Darren Jolly, and went home, you know, had a baby, wanted to get home. Sometimes that pull of home is just insurmountable and you've got to let the player go. We've experienced it with Dylan Roberton. So, you know, we're fortunate to have him, and he's a really good lad.